Blog Talk Radio.
To Joy and Peace Outreach, where your co-host is Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have tuned in today to the broadcast, and today we have a wonderful spirit-filled topic. So if there's anyone listening in that would like to call in, feel free. Before we start, I'll give you the number here that you may call in, and you may want to share something with the topic today, and the number is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And we will go before the throne of God. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you this morning for what our ears will hear this morning, what our minds will be received to the Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor to Him, Father, because you're worthy to be praised. Lord Jesus, we come this morning for no other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be something that I say today that will help someone along their way. It may be a nugget that they put in that it will help them go a little bit further. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Today we will be ministering on why Christians fail to receive. Have you ever thought about that? That you always asking God for this, asking God for that, and you wondering why you have not received it? Sometimes he may tell you yes, sometimes he may tell you no, and sometimes he just may say, wait. And we have a problem sometime on waiting. And as I was searching the scriptures on this topic this morning, I thought about and read on, are you seeking great things for yourself? Not seeking to be a great one in God? You know, you think about that. God wants you in a closer relationship to him. Before we go to God asking for a whole lot of things that he can give us, are we having God in our mind totally? Are we reading the scriptures? Are we following the commandments? Or are we living in sin? Are we being disobedient? Are we seeking the knowledge of God? Or are we doing self-judgment on others? Just think about why you, the individual, fail to receive. It's so many things that come up in your life that sometimes you just want to throw in the towel. And then sometimes you go to God in prayer, and it seems something you asked him 10 years ago, he hasn't come through. Have you ever thought why you haven't received it? Did you check yourself? Look at yourself today in the mirror and ask God, God, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing what you said. But first of all, did you go and repent to God? It may be something in your past that you haven't got rid of yet. It may be somebody that you haven't asked for forgiveness yet. It may be something that's nagging at you that you can't shake, that's not right, that you need to go to God. And that may be some of the reason that you have failed to receive the blessing that God has for you. You know, sometimes we think of God like a Santa Claus. I do that sometimes. I say that sometimes to people because we go to him this morning. We want this. We want that. We want this. We want that. But we don't want to, when he tell us, okay, I want this from you. I want you to love. And you're going to say, well, I love this one, I love that one. But are you love unconditionally? Do you have that agape love deep down where it's showing? Not just the things that you give a person, the things that God's giving you for the person, but do you actually have that agape love? Do you actually have forgiveness? Have you forgave somebody? Have you went back and thought about, I forgive Billy, but I didn't forgive Mary? That's stopping your blessing right there. Have you taken out of your mind and prayed about it, something that you said to someone that hurt someone? Did you realize that could be a failure for receiving the blessing? And another one is wait. Have you learned how to wait for God to bless you, or are you steady complaining? Just think about it. It's those little things. It's as the word of God said, it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. And as I came up with this topic, why Christians fail to receive. And in the body of Christ, we go through things daily, on a daily basis, that can keep us from receiving as Christians. And a lot of times, we don't know. We're thinking all the big things, but it could be small. You might have even hurt a child's feeling. But did you ask that child to forgive you? Or you took something that wasn't rightfully yours, didn't give it back, and forgot all about it? We have to go deep down within ourselves and search ourselves and see what it is, Lord, that I'm not receiving all that you have for me. He wants you to get to know him first of all. You need to have a personal relationship with God. You need to know God in and out. And when you pick up the word of God, the scriptures, and you start searching those scriptures, you start finding everything. Not looking at somebody else. You start looking at yourself saying, wait a minute. This is where I'm falling short. This is the reason I can't receive from God what he has truly for me. I've been disobedient. I want to do things my way. I'm just thinking of the world, loving the world more than him. Because, you know, we can put so many things before God. You have so many little gods. Your car can be your God where you put where you should be in fellowship during the week with God, even meeting at the house of worship. But what do? You go out, wash your car, play cards, all the worldly things. You put God behind and put yourself up with the world. But then when you don't receive the blessings that God has for you, you are wondering, why I'm not receiving what I'm praying for? But you're praying in a mist because you're not doing the things he's telling you to do. You got to let flesh die. We put so many things before God. And that flesh, we got to put that flesh subjection every day because that flesh will destroy us. And had you thought about self-deception? Self-deception can result when we allow our sin nature to deceive us, either into believing that something that is wrong is right, or that of disbelieving something that is right. You know, you can do a thing for so long that you believe it's right, and you know when you started out, you know it was wrong. But when you do it so much, you become the thinking it's right when really it's wrong. But you have put self-deception. You have let Satan come in and deceive. Just like Eve deceived herself in the Garden of Eden. God had told Adam what to do. But the enemy couldn't get through Adam, so he got through Eve. Self-deception. And that's the same way with us. We let the little things and people from the pulpit to the front door deceive us. We sit there in the synagogue, listen to things that we know is wrong, and we don't stand up and say, wait a minute, this is what the word of God say, not what I'm saying. And that's how we can let failure come in that we don't receive as Christians. We can, you know, drift off into things that is not of God. We can be in bad relationships, bitterness, self-pity, depression. You know, a lot of that will hinder Christians from failing to receive what God has for them. Foolishness. How many times you have let foolishness, money, or riches come? When God bless you financially, you're supposed to give back to God. But how many times when God give you a raise on your job, when you come to the house of God, that means once you get a raise, even if you're on a fixed income, when he give you a raise, that means you increase your tithes. You increase your giving. You increase your offering. I'm still talking about why Christians fail to receive. It's those little things that we overlook in our life daily that God is showing us where we have missed the mark. We all have sinned and come short of the glory. But when he bring it to our attention, some of the things we are doing, that we are failing to receive the blessing he had. Deception, pride. How many times do we let pride stand in our way of receiving a blessing that God has for us? You know you need something, rather than to go, and somebody, God have directed you to somebody to give you the blessing that you need. But what do? We let pride stand in the way. We don't want to receive from that person because they did us this or they did us that. Conceit. How many times do we let conceit come in into our life that fail us to receive? Greed. We want to be greedy and hog everything because somebody else has something. We want what they have, but is that what God wants for you? No. What he wants for you is for you, just like the song said. What God has for you is for you. The only person keeping you from getting for what God has for you is you yourself. If you pay attention to the scripture, it's self-explanatory as you read the word of God. And as I turn right now to 2 John, the 14th chapter, and the 13th and the 14th verse, it said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Here, it's self-explanatory. He telling you whatsoever you ask in his name. He wants you to come and ask in his name, not my name, not so-and-so name, but in his name. But he wants you to glorify the Father in his Son. First, he wants you to acknowledge him, not asking him for everything, but never give him acknowledge. And then when you get it, you don't even say thank you. You think about that. It's so many reasons why Christians fail to receive. And in verse 14, it says, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." He's true to his word. If you ask it, he's going to perform it, which you ask him. And when you go down to verse 15, it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." You've got to keep God's commandments. You can't go without the commandments each and every day of your life. You have to do what God say do. And that way you can get your reward. He said for everyone who asks it, receive. You got to ask God, and you have to have the faith that you're going to get what God say that you can have and what he promised to you. And if he don't give it to you right away, it's a reason. When you gave it to him, he already had dispatched the angel on your behalf. But did you have all this other stuff in front of you that kept you from receiving the gift that God had for you? Had you moved all these other things out of your way? Privacy, greed, temptation, foolishness, pride, unforgiveness. You got to move all this stuff. You got to be sold out to God. And whoever listening today, you may need to go down, read the word of God for yourself, and ask God. This is an individual thing. Ask God why you haven't received what you asked. Ask God, what is keeping me from receiving the blessings that you have for me, Lord? Is it fear of coming to you? Is it shame of things I've done and I don't know how to ask you for forgiveness? Is it persecution? Or have I mocked others in the body of Christ? Just think what it is that's keeping you from receiving what God has for you. God is a good God, And he want to give you everything. He don't want to just give you something. Do you want to go to heaven? And when you get there, he open up a door. And in this room, every gift that's laying there is yours with your name on it. And you scramble. You run to that place in the room to open these gifts. And you realize these gifts you could have had on earth. You didn't ask for them. He was going to give them to you freely. Sure, it's a price you're going to pay. It's some things you're going to go through to get the crown of life. But it is worth it. I'm telling you today, it is worth it. I'd rather be sold out for Christ any day. I'd rather to do what he says any day, to follow his commandment, to put myself out of the way. Because once I know I'm doing what he told me to do, he will open up the windows of heaven for me and pour me out many blessings where I won't have room enough to receive it. And so I tell you today, read the word. Go back. Ask him, God, what am I missing? What it is that I should be doing? Am I praying the wrong prayer? Am I asking for the wrong things? Because when we pray, we don't know what to pray for, but he will go to the Father for us, interceding on our behalf. But we have to be honest when we go to God and ask God for the things he wants us to have. Everything we ask God for, I'm learning in this Christian walk, everything we ask him that we feel is good may not be good for us. It may look good, but it don't taste good. It may sound good, but it don't feel good. So, you know, we really have to think about that. Why we fail to receive as Christians. And I just can't express it enough that we need the Holy Spirit. We need everything God to put in us to be able to seek him more, to want more of him and less of ourselves. We have to, you know, seek greater things in God, and he will give us greater things from him. We can't abandon God. We have to stay on our mission every day. And as I read the word, as I think about this topic, this hit me before I brought it on the air. Why Christians fail to receive. I went to me, I said, God, what is it in me that I'm falling short of? I know I'm doing this, but show me what I'm not doing so I can improve and start doing this, that. Because I want to receive the crown of life. I know one day you are coming back. And I want to be right. I want to be found worthy and doing the things that you have said for me to do. I want to be a believer. I don't want to be an unbeliever. I want to believe and do believe every word that you said in the scriptures. And as you search through your scriptures, you will find verse after verse on receiving, on knocking, on seeking. And that's what we have to do. We have to seek God first. When we seek God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, God can't help but give us when we go to him, because he's our daddy. He's our King of Kings. He's our Lord of Lords. We can go to him in prayer and ask him for whatever we want. And he will look at the record and say, my child has been doing this. My child has repented. My child has confessed it. My child is put herself aside for others. She repented of her sin. She corrected the errors that she was in. When God started reading the roll call on what you are doing, he can't help but bless you. You can't help coming out, but come out. to receive all the blessings that he have for you. And he have many blessings for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today to Joy and Peace Outreach. This world will go around the nation and hope someone will be blessed by why Christians fail to receive. Just look in that glass again, and you can see within yourself. You don't have to go next door. You don't even have to go to the church. You can say, God, right in your secret closet, clean me up. Show me what it is that I'm doing, that I'm not receiving, what you told me 20 years ago that I should have now. What did I do that hindered my blessing? Because he wants to bless each and every one of us. He wants to give us that knowledge to seek him more, that instruction, that wisdom. He is to be praised. Oh, Lord, our God is just to be praised. And as you go about your daily chores today, you think on these things, on why you have not received from God. What is holding up? You know, we give the enemy too much credit. We all want to say the devil did this, the devil did that. But we have control over what we let the devil take control over. Today, I refuse to let the enemy come in my life. No matter what direction he coming, I'm still going to give God the praise. No matter who call and tell me something negative, you know, I'm still going to raise my hand to God and say, God got it. God have it. God has my back. God going to do what he say he going to do. Because I know God is able. And when you think about it today in your prayer time, you just think, you say, well, you know, God is a good God. God is a merciful God. God is a kind God. God is not going to put on me more than I can bear. I know if I knock right now and I'm living to the according to the word of God, he can't help but bless me. I know I'm doing what God says. He's giving me favor, even on my job, even on my, as a leader in my church. I know God is giving me favor because I'm following his commandment. I am doing what he say do. I'm not in sin. I'm in the world, not of the world. I don't have to do things just because I'm living in the world. I don't have to do and base my life on what the world say. I base my life on what the word of God say. I'm going to live and do what God say do. People will give you good instruction. But anybody that's living in according with God, they're going to take you to the scripture and say, here, go to this such and such a thing. This is what the word of God says. Now, let me give you this to back up what I just said. This is what the word of God says. And Christians, you have to read your Bible. When you don't read your Bible and let God feed you daily, you subject to get anything, the reason you fail to receive your blessing. We have to read those scriptures for ourselves. We have to ask God for the understanding of what he is saying to us. And when we don't understand it then, put it down a little while. Talk to the master. Go back and say, God, I read this in your word. Give me a clean understanding. Point out what you want me to know, what you are saying to me in this scripture. And he'll give you the understanding. He'll give you the words. You will start believing in your heart and in your mind. No anybody can come tell you no anything because you have already got the word from God, reading his word. And when you read his word, you can't help but receive what he has for you. You will have that unshakable faith. You will trust in him. You will give him everything that you have. Your life wouldn't be the same. You will be prepared to let God take control of your life. And when you start abandoning all these hearsay they sell that you know deep down in your sanctified soul is not right. You look at other people and you say, oh, they got a new house. Lord, why can't I have a new house? He didn't give you everything where you can go out and get your own new home, your new car, give you a vacation. But are you lining up with the word of God? Everything that comes don't mean it's from the enemy. That's why I come back and say, we as children of God want to give the enemy too much credit. If you start seeking the word like never before, we are living in the last and evil days. And when you start seeking the word for yourself, God will start opening up and revelating the word to you. You may have read something last week where you got this meaning. Today you may read something from the same passage, and he give you another revelation. It's the same word, but he just give you another revelation where you understand it a little bit better. And you say, Lord, I'm seeking. I done found what you have for me in the word of God. I'm knocking at the door, Lord. And you say, you will open it. When you open up the door to your heart and tell God to come in, he can't help but give you what you want and what you need. He promised us to give us the need and some of the wants. We may not have all the wants, but he's going to give you the need. Some of you all today may be listening that need food in your home to feed your family, but you ask him. And when you ask him and you seeking him, and you knocking, he going to open a door. He going to send somebody by that you never dreamed possible. Say, I was in the grocery store and wonder why I kept picking up this and picking up that. And said, now, I don't be eating this. Why am I getting this? You come on home with that nice bag of groceries. And before you can pick it up, someone may call you on the phone, or God will put somebody in your spirit, the Holy Spirit, and say, go take that to Miss Mary down the street. You don't ask no question. You do what God say do. You go take it. And that very woman opened up her door and said, oh, God, thank you. God, you answered my prayer. And you'll be standing there and say, huh, in amaze, because God was working through you. See, you was asking for one thing for yourself, but God was sending you to bless somebody else. And in the meantime, while you bless that person he sent you to, by the time you get back home, what you had asked him for is meeting you at your door or at your mailbox. But when Christians fail to receive, that means you have cut God out of the equation. You haven't put God first. You have to put God first in your life. You have to seek him daily. Not just go to him asking for everything you want, but pray for everyone to have. And when you pray and read that word, I don't care what situation you're going through right now in your life, God is going to answer your prayer. I know it's some things that I didn't even really pray about that God told me in 1980 that will come to pass. I didn't know when, I didn't know where, I didn't know how. But I didn't stop working for Jesus when he told me that. I continue on working and doing everything that he assigned for me to do. I kept seeking him. I kept knocking. And he kept opening the doors. Since 1980, something he told me in 1980, it just come to flourish in 2009. But I didn't stop. I didn't throw in the towel. I kept working for the master, knowing that I had a crown that he was going to give me one day. Everything he promised me, not things I was asking for, he promised me. And you know what I did? I just went back on him. I said, God, you say in your word that if I ask, receive, knock, seek, You was going to open up the windows of heaven for me. And I'm steadily knocking. I'm steadily asking. But while I'm praying and turned it over to you, I continue on doing. You say, do this, Minister Sadie. All right? You finish that. Now I want you to go do that. I'm going to send some trials and some tests in your life. I'm going to see if you're going to pass them. I didn't give up. I didn't throw in the towel. Every trial, every test I went through, and I just went through a hard test. But I kept pushing at that wall. I kept pushing. I said, I'm not giving up. When all odds was against me, I kept reading the word. I kept reading what God was saying in the word to me. I kept opening up that word. I said, God, I'm hungry for the word. I want to receive everything that you have for me. Show me what I need to do to receive this blessing. Show me what I need to do and stay in your permissive will, Lord. Not my will, but your will. And I learned more discipline. I learned how to go through difficult times and things in my life. I know how to be satisfied with what he's given me. I know how to sacrifice. I know how to let him do it and me, not me myself. I know how to surrender. I know what to do when temptation comes. How to continue on in Jesus. I know how to follow his rules that he has given me in the word of God. I know how to believe, to be a believer. You got to be a believer to receive. Ooh, God is just so good. When you just think about all the things that I have said today on this program, the things that Christians fail and why they fail to receive, you got to keep moving. And God, you can't just stop. You can't stay stagnated. You have to have that relationship with God. You're going to go through some tests. And above all, you're going to be taught. And you have to keep the faith. Don't give up your faith. And enjoy as you're going through. Don't complain. Sure, it may hurt, but don't give up. Don't give up the battle. Don't give up. Just keep doing what God said. We have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller.
Hi, this is Ann, and I was listening, and I was trying to get to your chat, but I couldn't get there. That I was just leaving you a note to say I have no idea why I can't get to your chat and leave a message. But I want to say to you, thank you for blessing your audience, and I'm gonna. I hope you post it on the site where you're a member of the Characteristics of a Christian Woman, so that everybody can hear this, and please post it on Facebook, because we can't give up the fight. We've got to keep on moving. And the things that God has for us, we got to fight for it. And I just want to say to you, thank you, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the program.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. You know, that's so much encouragement that someone was listening and suggested for me to put it on Facebook and to send it out, because you know, God is so good. And why Christians fail to receive, you have to think about it in your life. Why I'm not receiving the blessing that God has for me. Just think about it, audience. Everyone that's listening in today. It's a reason that you tune in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today. Because God is a good God. And he hasn't failed you. He hasn't left you. And everything that God said that he have for you, he still have it for you. What he promised for you is still right there. All you have to do is reach up. Just pull it on down. It's sitting right there in the heavenly realm. And he's going to bring it right on down to you. But you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to be obedient. You got to read the word. You have to be taught He have all the blessing for you. And remember, obey his commandment. Rebuke that sin that's in your life. Sin is going to come in, but with the word of God, he's right there. And I leave with you today for everyone who is asking, you will receive. For everyone who is seeking, you're going to find it. And for everyone who is knocking, whoo, at Jesus' door, he's going to open it up. All you have to do, he's standing there right now, knocking at your door and say, I'm here. He's not going to force his way in. But he's right there and saying, I'm here, my child. Just come in. I'm ready to come in. He's not going to force nothing on you. But he wants you to just come on in. He's knocking. And as you get ready to leave the air, we want you to remember something that was said today that will take you along the way this week. Today, God is knocking at your door. He's knocking at your heart. He has blessings for you today. He hasn't left you. He hasn't forsaken you. He loves you. And I would leave with you today, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that's listening on this broadcast and tell you how much I love you and thank you so much for tuning in today to Joy and Peace Outreach, and hope that you tune back next week with Joy and Peace, because we will have a wonderful topic next week on this show. So continue on listening to Blog Talk. Go on Facebook. Also go on the other sites, Twitter. We will post it on there. So if it's anything that you missed today, I hope you will tune in next week. And as always, joy and peace, and keep encouraging. Yes.
Yourself. Impression is all.